In early trading, stocks were going strong, but don't miss what was happening with bonds. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In the first 20 minutes of trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ Composite Indexes were all up about 2/3% or so. Some of this was the chain reaction of optimism that extended from Asia through into the North American time zones. And also, we should note what is happening with the 10-year bond yield. On this last piece, let's consult Mark Lucchini, the chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
We've been going on about the stocks here, but bonds are actually quite interesting to watch. Did you see the yield on the 10-year Treasury here this morning?
I agree. They are interesting. The yield is creeping up again, brushing up against 2.25%, which is a nice uptick in that it's signaling the opportunity that investors see growth in the offing for the U.S. economy, and that should be good news for stocks ultimately.
Now, look at these share prices this morning. Now, some of it is holdover from the rise that we saw yesterday in the North American time zones. But also, there was some bullish news coming out of Asia, Japan lowering its corporate tax rate, and then China.
Well, most definitely. And if we go back several weeks, part of the catalyst for why we had this corrective process in the U.S. equity market was as a consequence of concerns about China and the decelerating rate of growth in their economy. And news today that there's talk, if you will, continued talk even perhaps, of more stimulus in the Chinese economy to try to reflate economic activity had boosted Shanghai Stock Exchange shares and along with it, Asia. And that's rolling right across Europe and now washing up on the U.S. shores.
Mark Lucchini at Janney Montgomery Scott, thank you.
Thank you, David.
The Environmental Protection Agency says contamination levels are back to what they were before an EPA investigation accidentally triggered a spill of millions of gallons of wastewater. This is the mess that turned some rivers and streams in Colorado a sickly yellow last month. The EPA faces a congressional hearing about this morning. Among those on hand, representatives of the Navajo Nation, which is preparing to sue. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
The San Juan River in New Mexico was one of several affected by the disaster. Jackson Slim Brasi is with the Navajo Nation's Washington office.
The area where the water was contaminated impacted about 215 miles of really the richest farming area in the Navajo Nation.
The EPA apologized for the spill, advising residents not to use the water.
At this time, EPA and other federal agencies are providing livestock, water, and hay to that Navajo Nation in response to the spill.
Jared Blumenfeld is with the EPA and works with the Navajo Nation, but ranchers had to transport the water themselves, and it's a temporary solution.
We can say that the river is back to where it was before the plume hit.
The Navajo Nation has its own EPA, and that agency still isn't convinced. The president of the Navajo Nation has openly encouraged residents not to sign disaster claims forms with the federal EPA. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Going a bit viral this morning is news of a quinoa-themed restaurant in San Francisco where there are no waiters. You order on an iPad and you fetch your food from an assigned cubby. The founder of Eatsa is quoted in today's New York Times saying it's less restaurant and more food delivery system. As I've said before, robots are eating our jobs, only now we're also eating their food, which brings us to our occasional quiz to help us understand our world a bit better. Let's say hello to Quizmaster Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of The Globalist.
Hello, David. The question today is all about robots and us.
Oh, I love this topic, yes.
In a world where we fear more about the machines that at the same time serve us, my simple question to you and the audience is this. Which country in the world has the most robots in the workplace related to its actual workers? Is it A, Germany? Is it B, China? Is it C, the United States? Is it D, Korea?
I'm going to say Korea in this case, South Korea.
You are indeed correct. In Korea, there are 437 robots for every 10,000 manufacturing workers.
Now, tell me about the United States then.
The United States has 152 robots per 10,000 manufacturing workers. As in many other countries, most of them are currently still deployed in the automotive sector. And of course, in the U.S., we also see a move beyond industrial robots to service robots, which are replacing fighter pilots, the defense sector, aerial drones. All of that is the latest in U.S. robot use.
All right. You also mentioned China.
China, of course, is in a big race to catch up. Historically, it had a much smaller share than the United States. Even at the current time, the U.S. has about twice as many robots installed as China. However, the Chinese are expected by 2017 are supposed to have 50% more robots in operation than even the United States. So China is in a great race to robotize its workforce. So they are making a very different bet these days.
Stefan Richter tweets at The Globalist. Stefan, thanks.
And I am humbled by your wisdom today.
All right. And if you're 26 or 27 years old, then there's a time back in high school when you might have been begging your parents to take you over to Quiksilver Surf Clothes Store. It was the thing, past tense. Quiksilver has filed for bankruptcy protection, although it's getting emergency financing and may linger. From Montclair State University in New Jersey today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.